The internet changed everything for sales and marketing. Artificial intelligence is going to change everything again. Welcome to AI for Sales, a show that looks at how artificial intelligence is changing sales. Join noted author, speaker, and AI for Sales expert Chad Burmeister as he interviews cutting-edge founders, CEOs, CROs, CMOs, other business executives, and AI experts on the weekly AI for Sales podcast. Join the AI for Sales revolution.
Hey everybody, Chad Burmeister, CEO of ScaleX.ai and the AI for Sales expert on C-Suite Radio and C-Suite TV. I've got Gene Wong with me today, who's the founder and CEO of a really cool company, People Power, and 12 years in the business. And we're going to talk today about AI in the healthcare vertical. It's amazing the question that we're going to get to, not right away, but we're going to get to in a little bit, is will this replace people in the workforce? So I'm going to leave that one hanging there, Gene. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. It's a lot of fun and really appreciate you having the show and having me on the show too.
Yeah, great to have you. It's expanded. We used to really focus on AI and the sales motion, and there's been so much interest in AI in general that we're now talking to bankers, we're talking to pharmaceutical companies, anywhere and everywhere that they're using AI. And it's interesting to see across all the different vertical industries what AI actually helps people do. Expand, get into new markets, do things that they wouldn't have ordinarily been able to do. So it's pretty cool. Before we get into the fun part of AI, I'd like our audience to kind of understand who you are as a person. Where'd you grow up? What are some of your early childhood memories that you can share with the audience?
Yeah, I was born in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and I moved every 2 or 3 years from that age to, you know, when I was a teenager. I'm what's known as a university brat. You know, it's kind of like being an army brat, I guess, but revolves around towns like Boston, Massachusetts, Columbus, Ohio, and places like that. But I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've done 5 startups. I live in Palo Alto, California now, and this is my 3rd time because I'm kind of a migrant worker. I just kind of go where the startups are. So lately I went from Palo Alto down to Santa Barbara, back to Palo Alto, down to Laguna Niguel, and now back to Palo Alto.
Wow. My best friend was born in Laguna Niguel. Nice area down there.
Beautiful place down there. Wow. Yeah. And when I was a kid, I really got into computers, and my dad bought me one of these Altar 8800 kits where you could solder together and construct your own little baby personal computer. So that's the kind of stuff that I was doing. And I kind of got hooked on computers, and actually my first AI company was my first startup. We were a spinoff out of MIT, although I dropped out of Harvard Business School to join up and become a VP of marketing there. I started as a computer programmer and then moved to the dark side of marketing and had a great time doing AI before it was really fashionable like it is today.
Wow, that's fun. it's been around for 30 years or something like that. And most people think it's, you know, new in the year 2020, and it's not.
It goes back for decades. We worked with Professor Patrick Winston way back in the 80s in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And we were growing fast for a while there, and we hit the AI winter. But now with machine learning, AI is back and on top and really solving problems across the industry around the world.
Wow. Well, my nephew goes to Colorado School of Mines, as does my son. And my nephew bought a Ethereum mining machine. So it's got 9 GPUs on it and a fan like you would not believe. And it heats the basement up a little bit more than my brother would like at this time of year in the summer. In the winter in Colorado, perfect. But in the summer, not so much. But it is interesting how the bandwidth and the computing power, it just wasn't there before. And now so much can be done. We have a product with my company, ScaleX, that does a year worth of work in 8 minutes. And it looks at all the different pathways on LinkedIn to a list that you're trying to get in and says, oh, that person could get a meeting with that person versus trying to reach out directly with all the human labor. And so I'm finding that there's a lot of similarities where what used to take a year can now take 8 minutes to do things. So let's dive into that in the healthcare world for a minute. How did you decide to go after the senior care market? I mean, it's obviously growing, but what caused you to have interest in that space?
Well, my mother is 85 and she has fallen 3 times and she is doing well now, but she did have a big scare with cancer 6 years ago now. And I love my mother, but I don't want her to move in with me. So a lot of what I'm doing at People Power revolves around helping my mother and also people like me who take care of their parents and allowing people to live higher quality lives with peace of mind and also make the surrounding family able to help carry some of the load. And, you know, really the baby boomers, like I'm a baby boomer, the baby boomers control 83% of the wealth of the country. And every day, 10,000 people in America turn 65. So the good news is we're all living twice as long as we used to live 100 years ago. The bad news is that all kinds of problems afflict people as they age. So we're really targeting a market with AI that can keep people happy, healthy, safe, and also surrounded by people who they love and who love them to really make the world a better place to live in. And, you know, people are also willing to pay for being able to live better lives and longer lives and healthier lives.
Sure. I can remember my grandmother had a couple of falls and one didn't, you know, it really led to some bad situations. So had there been a little better monitoring, I think could have been a better solution. So it's exciting to hear that AI technologies are being, you know, deployed in this area. So tell us a little bit more about how does it actually work? I understand the monitoring, you know, can you walk us through a scenario, for example, of how AI fits in the healthcare world for you guys?
Yeah. So People Power is basically a software company that is creating services that connect to many different kinds of sensors and devices that can help keep watch 24/7 over seniors. And so for example, we can install these very cool radar-based sensors, which can detect falls in near real time without being kind of spooky and intrusive like a camera is. We also support cameras, by the way, but people in general do not like a camera in their own home facing inward. They don't mind it so much facing outward, watching for burglars. We also do this home security systems, which are more camera-based. But with these kind of special sensors, we can instantly detect falls. We can also connect to help buttons that you can press, which is a call for help. We also connect to various motion and entry sensors, and we track the activities of daily living. So we can tell, for example, if my mother goes to bed at night around, say, 9:30 or so, that's great. But then if she doesn't get up by, you know, 8:30 at the latest, there could be something wrong. And I can get an alert. And this alert, which is we use AI to basically act as eyes in the sky and alert to a trusted circle of family and friends, and then escalate potentially to a 24/7 emergency call center, who can then, in the worst case, escalate to an ambulance or a medical emergency medical team to come out and make sure things are okay.
Got it. That's pretty cool. So I think of senior living facilities. Are those like who's typically your customer? Is it the senior living facility, hospital, home, all of the above?
Yes, both of those, I would say. So we are moving into senior living facilities now. Our historic orientation has been homes, though.
Got it.
And we actually connect to all kinds of devices in the home, from lights and light switches and thermostats and, you know, water heaters and all kinds of things. That's how we started the company. And we actually did all this home automation, and we are still actually able to support that. But we have really focused in, starting in 2018, on senior care, because we won a $4.5 million grant from the National Institutes of Health. And I'm very happy to say that they just notified us that they're going to actually give us another $3 million grant to continue our work, because we have demonstrated at the recent Association for Psychological Science in May that our
Thank you for tuning in to the AI for Sales podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by ScaleX.ai. Pipeline as a Service, and BDR.ai, always on prospecting for LinkedIn. Visit www.scalex.ai if you want to transform your top of funnel prospecting machine, or visit www.bdr.ai if you want to hire a virtual BDR to do LinkedIn prospecting for you for just $500 a month.
People Power Caregiver Solution is scientifically validated through randomized controlled trials to reduce anxiety in family caregivers watching over people with Alzheimer's or other kinds of dementia. And it's because one of the things that these trials showed is that the active group who had our enabled system, as compared to the control group who did not have an enabled system, they would get alerts. And the more alerts that we were, you know, helping them with, the less anxious they felt. There was actually a very nice article written up in the UC Berkeley News called Eyes in the Sky. And it basically talked about how artificial intelligence is helping seniors live more safely at home and also making the families feel safer and less worried about their loved ones.
Wow. Compared to the business world on the email side of our house, for a longest time, I still had people going in and reading over the email before the AI responded to it. And they'd go, yep. So for 6 months, I had people looking at everything. Our technical team came back and said, Chad, you realize that 98.9% of the time, the email that is mapped to the message is correct. Your people aren't actually changing anything except for 1.1% of the time. And I was like, oh. And so you can start to have trust in the AI providing the level of business value. So in this case, it's like, I don't need to drive by the house every day or every hour, because I have trust that the eye in the sky is actually going to do what it's supposed to do. So that's really
neat. And on the business model side, there are these professional home care agencies who essentially will go and charge on average $61,000 per year to take care of seniors who need help and, you know, do some cooking and cleaning and just make sure that they're taken care of well. And that is for, you know, that is not 24/7 help. That's like maybe 40 hours a week type of help. And who can, you know, $61,000, you know, that's
going to eliminate most of the population can't afford that level of spend. Yeah.
So what we can do is we can basically cut those hours way down, but also offer three times the coverage, 24/7 coverage, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And furthermore, for some of these caregiver companies, they can't hire enough caregivers to handle the need. And what's going on is the demographics are Every day, 10,000 people turn 65. 70% of them will need care. And people actually are really want to be safe. They don't want to fall and then lay there for days only to, you know, find, you know, have somebody find them days later or even worse situations. Our system has been really helping people. And, you know, it's very rewarding. It's a big business opportunity, but it's also a wonderful mission to be involved
in. Wow, that's neat. I mean, I think of my Ring doorbell and I've got one in the front, one in the back, and it's changed everything, right? And I don't need to pay the $30, $60 a month for the service anymore because I'm covered now. Another colleague, very successful seller turned CEO and inventor, created something to solve the porch pirate problem. So it's this little unit that goes outside your front door. So when FedEx, UPS, or Amazon comes to deliver, they can scan it, get in, but the thieves can't get in. And so, you know, great little piece of technology that even connects to your phone. And now they're partnering with one of the big garage door manufacturers that's out there.
Nice.
So it's really cool to see that you're at, yeah, like you said, three times more coverage at a lower cost. And it's good for the caregiver. It's good. Like the caregiver should want to do this because then they can be extremely competitive against the $61,000 person.
Absolutely.
And they can cover now more homes because obviously they got into the business for a purpose. And if they can serve more people at three times more effectivity, then why wouldn't they? Of course, they'd want to do that.
That's right.
That's right. Really neat. Where do you think it goes? You know, obviously, it seems kind of like to me when the internet came out and everyone said, oh, wow, this is going to change everything. And it did. And it, you know, and now it seems we're kind of at a new frontier where AI sitting on top of the internet provides a whole new level of infrastructure and opportunity.
That is exactly right, Chad. And what we think is that 10 times bigger than the internet of people is going to be the Internet of Things. But these things, you know, little sensors and voice controllers and Apple Watches, and we control all of that, we connect to all of these things today. They need an AI in the sky that can combine this into a cooperative ecosystem of devices that are keeping people safer and happier and better cared for. And what we see is it's really AI plus IoT, the Internet of Things, together that is going to make the real solution. PeoplePower is really a B2B company, and we are selling to care service providers to put their brand on a system and then sell it through to their customers. We're really trying to make it very, very cost effective and affordable and scalable. Our system has been running at 5 nines reliability, so 99.999% uptime in 2020. You know, we're doing pretty well in 2021 as well. And our system has supported 1.2 million users. And we process about, I think it's about 6 terabytes of data a week. And we're really, you know, just trying to stay on top of it by offering the best solutions that can be personalized to each person and each family situation. Because, you know, as people get older, their diseases, their challenges, their obstacles, their fears change as well. For example, we work quite a bit with people caring for patients with Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's can start as a mild cognitive impairment and then progress on to, you know, gradually more and more severe conditions. But with Alzheimer's, you can still actually enjoy a happy life, even as you kind of lose some of your mental capabilities. And certainly the family caregivers, of which there's something like 53 million people doing care in the U.S. So it's a tremendous, it's a huge percentage of the American adult population already. And what we can do is we can make their quality of life much better. And it's, you know, it's all about giving people the tools and technology so that they can live their lives to the fullest. And that's what we're trying to do.
That's really cool. There's another Bay Area company called Fortanix. Have you heard of this company?
I don't think so.
Fortanix. The CEO's name is Ambuj Kumar. They're anonymizing patient healthcare information so that you can apply AI to it to provide information. So they work with the Benioff Hospital, what UCSF, I think, and a lot of big companies. So with the 6 terabytes of information, I'm sure there's some AI that can be looked at there, but how do you do it in a way that's meaningful and yet protected?
Good. You know, I can see a real need for that. We are HIPAA compliant, which protects patient privacy. It's kind of a pain in the neck. So I could definitely see how we have we give a demo of our system, and we call it the Rock of Ages demo because it's real people, but we've renamed it. You know, it might be Van Morrison or Van Halen, or, you know, we just change all the names to these aging rock stars. So we call it the Rock of Ages. I think the company that you're talking about that would have maybe more of an automated way to protect the privacy.
They just felt real legit. It's funny, on my left side, on my real wall, instead of my virtual wall here, I have a Rock of Ages signed guitar by multiple famous aging singers, guitarists, drummers, bassists, etc. They all played at a location in Vegas one time. So I'm real familiar and I actually have their autographs.
Fantastic.
Well, this has been a fun conversation. Gene Wong, founder, CEO of, I'm going to goof up my naming, People Power. And so what a cool company. Congratulations on the grants and all the work you're doing. 1.2 million people is, you know, I think every teenager, or at least I did, hey, how can I impact 1 million people in my life? And you're 200,000 over quota. So good luck on the next 800,000. What you're doing is critical and important to people. So fabulous having a conversation with you today, Gene.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, everybody. Chad Burmeister, AI for Sales expert on the AI for Sales channel, signing out. Until next week. Cheers. Thank you for tuning in to the AI for Sales podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by ScaleX.ai, Pipeline as a Service, and BDR.ai, always on prospecting for LinkedIn. Visit www.scalex.ai if you want to transform your top-of-funnel prospecting machine, or visit www.bdr.ai if you want to hire a virtual BDR to do LinkedIn prospecting for you for just $500 a month.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the AI for Sales podcast with Chad Burmeister. As we advance into the future, we promise to bring you the resources you need to navigate the ever-changing landscape of sales to help you 5x, 10x, or even 100x your sales motion, sales velocity through artificial intelligence. To access the show notes or leave a review, visit www.scalex.ai. Until next time.